Should I really send this email? I don't know. The guy's an Iraq story writer, for fuck's sake. He's probably a total pervert. Not that being a pervert is a bad thing, mind you. But who knows what this guy's into. I did like the story he wrote, though. Reading about a woman playing a slutty bunny girl really turned me on. And I should thank him for that. What the hell? Sent. I wonder if that writer dude emailed me back yet. Oh yes, of course he did. Let's see what he has to say. I'm glad to hear you like your story, blah blah blah. Okay, here you go. No, I haven't ever had a bunny girl like this in real life. But I'd sure like to. And it sounds like you're interested in being a bunny. As luck would have it, I happen to have a brand new bunny tail. Oh, jeez. He brought a bunny butt plug tail just because I emailed him? Does this weirdo really think some random weirdo is going to put a tail plug in just for his enjoyment? I shouldn't respond. It was stupid to email him in the first place. Well, I suppose polite brush-off email would be nicer than ignoring him. Hopefully he'll get the hint. I was joking about the money thing, but I do hope you'll find someone who'll let you use your new tail plug with them. That seems a little harsh. Let's make it. I was half joking, and then, and who knows, maybe someday I'll let you use your new tail plug with me. Well, that's not exactly the brush off I was intending, but I suppose I shouldn't just casually crush the poor pervert's hopes. Letting him down easy is more my style. And sent. Wow, that didn't take long for him to reply. Ooh, he wants to get together. What's this? Tinder for perverted erotic story writers? Dude, I hardly even know you. We've like exchanged 2 emails, and you're already trying to get in my pants? Hard up much? Well, it looks like he doesn't live too far away, and he doesn't seem too creepy. I suppose I could have a drink with him. If he was willing to drive a couple hours to meet me. Really? What would that hurt? It's just a drink in a public place. If he's a creep, I could just tell him to fuck off, right? Okay, if you want to meet up for a drink. Me? I'm a barista, but just till I finish up with college. I'm studying veterinarian science. My focus is on bunnies. Yeah, they're awfully cute and cuddly, aren't they? And those fluffy tails. You just gotta love them. Speaking of fluffy tails, I understand that you brought one. And I suppose you have it with you today. You do? Big surprise there. It's in your car? Well, I suppose I could go check it out. This bar is a little dull tonight anyway. But let's get something straight, okay? I don't do one-night stands, and I never have sex on the first date. I'm just going to check out the tail plug, and that's it. Those are the ground rules. And you have to agree to them, okay? It's an awfully cute tail, I gotta admit. And very fluffy. I could see why you bought it. So you want me to put it in for you? I'm shocked to hear that. But what about the ground rules you agreed to, big guy? Well, I guess it's technically true that putting a butt plug tail isn't the same thing as having sex. And I didn't actually say I'd never put a tail plug on the first date. But still, I don't see how it'll work. We can't do it at my place. I'm living with my mom for now. And she might find a little weird if I show up with an older guy and walk around the house dressed up like a rabbit. Hotel room? Wait, you already shelled out for our hotel room? I'm flattered. A little weirded out, but still, it's kind of flattering. Okay, here's the deal. You seem like a decent guy. So I'll go up to your hotel room, put the tail in, but that's it, okay? You take me home right after that. Jeez, what a nice room. This must have set you back a few $100. And wow, look at that view. I could get into having a hotel room like this for a couple of days. A drink? Sure. What do they have in that minibar? Okay, a gin and tonic sounds good. You wouldn't have to have a carrot for a garnish, would you? So, how exactly is this supposed to work? I put this tail in, and then we just sit around, chat while we finish our drinks? Actually, I don't think I can sit while I have this thing in, so I guess I'll be standing while we chat. And I won't be able to put my pants or underwear back on either, so damn, I should have worn a skirt tonight. I don't know. This is a little crazy. Maybe we should just forget about it. Thanks for being understanding. Sorry I'm chickening out. You seem like a nice guy, and that's a relief because I was worried that you'd be a creep or something. I do feel a little guilty because I'm normally not the kind of girl who leads guys on, and I feel like I've been leading you on, so... You know what? What the fuck? Why not? I kind of like you. I mean, in a platonic sense. And you did get this tail just for me. Do you have some Vaseline or something? Oh, of course you do. You came prepared. Why am I not surprised? And you brought bunny ears too? Another surprise. Sure, I can put them on. Why not? I'm going to put your tail in my ass. The ears are nothing compared to that. Okay. I'll just take care of this in the bathroom. Back in a sec. Okay. Well, how's it look? God, this is so embarrassing. I want you to know that I don't normally do stuff like this. Not even with a guy I've been dating for a while. But definitely not with someone I just met. I'm glad you like it, though. It's kind of fun. A girl ought to broaden her horizon sometimes, I suppose. The fit? It's a little snug, but I have bigger plugs at home. The tail part feels a bit funny, though. I've never had a tail before. Let's see if I can make it wiggle. So, how does a bunny wiggle its tail? I guess they'd be on all fours. Oh god, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is definitely not appropriate for a first date. But how's it look? Do I have the wiggle down? I suppose you can see everything from your vantage point. You must think I'm a total slut to climb on your bed and shake my bare ass in the air like this. I'm not a slut, though. I swear to God I'm not. Tell me the truth. Does this just look ridiculous? I can't really see it, but I feel ridiculous. That's for sure. You think it looks hot? Well, that's good, I guess. I mean, I'm not a total slut, but I do like it when guys are turned on by me. Oh, that's nice of you to say. I'm glad I'm turning you on. And I have to admit, I'm getting a little turned on myself. Plugs always do that to me. And I don't know, letting you look at me like this is making me kind of horny too. I could probably carve out an exception on the first date rule if you want me to suck your cock or something. Of course you do. I've yet met a guy who turns down an offer of a blowjob. And I imagine like getting your dick sucked by a bunny girl is a dream come true for you. So... How do you think a bunny would give a blowjob? Lots of nose twitches, I guess. And tail wiggles? You did seem to like the tail wiggles. But I can't exactly have my ass in the air when I'm blowing you. Unless... Take off your pants, big guy. And lay down on the bed. I'll blow you while I wiggle my tail in your face. God, I can't believe I just said that. Turning me into a total slut bunny, just like in the woman in your story. Alright, here it goes. Sorry, I'm just getting the hang of this. Wiggling my tail while I blow you takes coordination. There, now my tail's in your face. Does it tickle your nose? Hey, I never said you could lick me while we do this. No, keep going. I always do 69 on my first date. Oh, Oh, holy shit. Your little dough's about to come. Fuck me. Fuck me with your tongue. You big black. I'm getting a little too into this bunny girl thing. But seriously, your rabbit tongue is amazing. And what a big butt cock you have. We should stud you out. Because this cock can make a lot of baby bunnies. Sorry, I just can't help myself. I keep falling into the silly bunny role. Wait, is this a magical tail you gave me? Am I going to be a bunny girl forever now? Wasn't that the story you wrote? Nah, I don't want to take it out. I appreciate the gesture on your part, but I like having a tail way too much to want to take it out. I guess it's me and your magic spell is working. Admit it. You only suggested I take it out of some sort of evil ploy, for psychology, to make me want it even more. Whatever it is, it's working, because you know what I want right now? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I want, oh Jesus, I want you to breed me. Come on, you're a big strong buck, and I'm a little tail wagging dough bunny. Breed me now. Oh, fuck yeah. Drive that giant dick into your little dough. Jesus, I'm so turned on right now with you slamming against me, pushing the butt tail deeper into me each time you drive your cock in. I can feel your big buck balls bouncing against me. So full of baby bunny seed. I need you to unload that seed into me. I need you to fuck a whole brood of bunny kids into my womb. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Come on, you big stud buck. Shoot all your baby seed into me. Well, that was fun. So much for not having sex on a first date, huh? I'd like to keep the tail in for a bit longer, if you don't mind. It makes me feel, I don't know, special. And this way, if my stud buck wants to wake up in the middle of the night and wants to plant some more bunny kits in me, I'm all ready to go. So why don't you give me a kiss? Our first kiss. I like. Let's just lie here and kiss and snuggle to get your batteries charged up. And my first date stud bug is ready to breed his little fuck bunny again.